Welcome, everyone. We may have some people who don't normally listen to us, so we need to do play this by the book.
We play this, what book? The the book of what?
The Joy of Gay Sex.
Sounds good to me. Welcome to Love is Blind, y'all.
Love is blind.
Love is blind.
Special PSA, special gay SA.
Gay SA. Y'all, you're about to listen to our Love is Blind.
It's amazing.
It episodes. One thing, though, we talk a lot about Discord.
And Discord's dead to us, y'all.
How we're going to use that in this episode. They're fucking dead to us. We can't edit it out. It's too much in
it. Crowdcast is the new Discord. So remember that word, crowdcast.
We're going to be using Crowdcast. This will be in later episodes, so you'll get more information. We'll be using Crowdcast to stream the live episode on Friday. That's already integrated into your Patreon.
Friday, February 28th.
So you need not fear. So don't be basic and go to Discord, because they fucked us.
They're going to treat you like gamers, y'all. Fuck those shit.
Fuck those shit and enjoy the show.
Yay. This is 90 Day Gays presents Love is Blind.
Love is blind.
Is love blind? That's the question Vanessa Marcil, formerly Vanessa Marcil, now Lachey, asks us. That Mensa member really gives us with empty eyes.
She kind of looks like a generic Brooke Burke.
She does. That's a good way to
I think of this song, y'all. For the new people, we are the 90 Day Gays.
We're 90 Gays. We do
90 Day Fiance.
90 Day Fiance. I was like, what shows do we do?
And we have a very active private Facebook group called the Sissy Squad, and they fucking kept talking
They've
about this show.
They've been nagging us, and I finally caved and watched one episode, and I went on the gay phone and told this one. I'm like, we didn't do this show. And guess what, y'all? She had to tell me something.
She told me this in the middle of doing a fucking, I was doing a podcast conference,
you know what?
A sizzle
Everyone's
for my show.
Everyone's busy, y'all.
My best friend's
Everyone's
going through
busy.
Shit.
Everyone's busy. So, you have those people in your lives who say, I'm just so busy all the time. Don't you roll your eyes.
I didn't have time to even say then I'm busy. I just said I can't.
And you know what?
You were right.
There we go.
You were
there
right.
There we go.
This was a
there
great
There we go.
This was a great episode. I should have watched it.
It's going to be a good show.
However, I was right in that you said, let's just recap one show. And I watched the first episode and I said, no, we're recapping every fucking episode.
He's right. I did not want to do it. But I was convinced.
It was. This is what we do.
See, y'all, if you're joining us new, 90 Day Gays kind of takes, let's say, a fun and somewhat cynical view of how we find love in this world,
it's
especially
true.
Through reality shows.
Because we believe we're all lonely hearts looking for love.
And yes.
Exactly. And I'm
and
Maddie.
And most of us are misguided.
It's true. My name's Matt Marr, a.k.a. Maddie.
And I am Jake Anthony, a.k.a. Poodle.
I do call him Poodle, and I call him that because he likes to stand like a poodle and pose.
I don't see it.
Yeah. Anyway, so we're going to jump into this Love is Blind show. We're also, so this is what we're doing, y'all. We're recapping this show. Like, we still have day jobs, y'all. Like, we're literally taking work off to do this. And I don't mean that as a sob story. I mean, because of that, this first episode is dropping on our regular podcast.
On our regular
feed,
podcast. Mm-hmm.
And the rest of it is going to be on our $5 Patreon.
And which is the Come At Us Tour.
The Come At Us
Come At Us tier, not come tour.
Jake's had the Come At Me tour nightly for about...
Come At Me!
Yeah, last night when I texted him about something at like 10 o'clock and I don't hear anything till
midnight. I was indisposed.
Until midnight, I realized he's doing business.
Not business, business.
Business. Or as he's like to says, entertaining.
That's my... You know, sometimes you just got to put on a nice dress like Donna Reed, y'all. And have people
that is
over.
A dated Nick at Night reference, but I know exactly what you mean.
Like June Cleaver. Y'all, June Cleaver was a slut.
June Cleaver was like, what are you going to fuck me, Tommy?
I know.
Whatever his name.
I want it from behind, Ward.
So Ward, yes.
Oh, Ward.
Oh, Ward.
Give me the high, hard one.
Oh, I'll show you my beaver.
Ward, we got to talk about the beef.
We got to talk about the beef. So if you don't know, for some of you new people, if you look at some of our 90 Day Gays podcast reviews, some people say hilarious.
Some people say it's vulgar, and they say y'all too much. And I gotta agree with both those points.
We do say y'all a lot, and we are a little vulgar.
Someone said disgusting pigs, and I kind of went...
someone literally wrote just not one star. Somebody named Yoda Economics said, I thought the idea, anyway, they said, not funny and not very entertaining.
You know what? They're welcome to that.
And you know what? The only thing I take issue with, I'm not going to read it, but I will say something because I want to bring it up. They come at our sissy squad and say that our sissy squad are a bunch of like lonely, gross people. And
no, don't come for our squad.
And that's where I get pissed off. Because that's when I say y'all.
You can come for us all you want.
If you want a group of really awesome, supportive, mostly women,
but some men.
But some men.
People who identify as men.
Yeah. If you want a group of awesome people that support each other and love trolling this shit,
look no further than Sissy Squad, y'all. Go on Facebook and join the Sissy Squad if you want an amazing group of mostly women.
And if you break the rules, our moderator, Jackie Weissman,
she'll come for you.
We'll fucking come for you and take you out. Because we protect protect the pack. We're like the Starks from Game of Thrones. Only the pack survives, bitches.
Remember the North.
All right. Are we ready?
We are. I think I've been ready.
Literally, I just got a text from someone. The sissies are hilarious.
Oh, good.
That's what we call y'all.
Anyway, yeah, please, if you want a supportive group of people, we don't talk. There's a couple things we don't talk about. We don't shame each other. We don't come for each other.
We don't.
We don't talk politics, and we don't really, we make fun of people on the show all the time.
We don't make fun of each other or real people.
Yeah.
We never talk about kids unless it's Max and Cece, and we say they're
and
amazing.
We love them. Don't come for people's kids.
Yeah.
So let's jump into this.
And
then we have a segment on our show, y'all.
I'm gonna say it every episode. Called
straight on our 90 Day Fiance show called Straight People Be Crazy. This whole show is one straight people be crazy. I gotta say, first off, this would never work with gay men.
No.
In a million
years. I don't know. Maybe it would, because let's be honest. I mean,
nope.
I think nope. Gay men are way more superficial than
they
straight
are.
People.
That's what I'm saying.
But I mean, it would work and possibly not. Like, honestly, you know who I think would be great on this show?
Me.
You.
I agree.
This is kind of, we need to start.
I would be fantastic on this show.
We need to start looking at reality dating shows you can be on, because I think you should do it.
I would be a great
reality
dating contestant.
Come at us if you think Poodle should do it. I think you should do it. And then you would fall in love with the guy. You would sob over him, just like Lauren.
then at the end, when you meet him,
you would say, I'm out, and you would just walk away.
His eyes are too close together.
But
did you see his hairline?
It is. So what we're doing, we're recapping the first episode of Love is Blind.
The whole thing would be like 4 weeks would be building up filming. Yeah. We'd be building up to me saying, I'm in love with him. This is the best I've ever felt in my life. And he walks the door, I go,
he has a mole on his face. Sorry, I can't do this.
And I'm like, wait, where's the exit? I gotta go to Mickey's.
And then you slip like Barnett your number as you leave. Anyway.
So y'all, I don't think this would work too well with gay men. I just don't.
I don't know.
I just think gay guys at the reveal, it would be like, who's the hottest?
Well, we'll have to see what Carlton thinks of it. Speaking of gay guys,
you said that. I'm not sure.
Well,
I'm,
bye guys or whatever yeah. he is. All right, everybody. So we are recapping.
Let's jump in
again. Episode one. So this is your spoiler.
If you haven't watched it, where have you been?
And it's on Netflix. And
one girl in the Sissy Squad says, oh God, everyone's watching this now. I need to clean my house.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. She did say
that. You can let your house go fallow for a little bit. Your kids are fine.
So the way this
Love is Blind.
So we will explain the way this is going to work. So the way Netflix released, I think they released like 5 episodes on the week, 1 week, and then the next 5 episodes the second week. And then on February 27th, they are releasing the marriage
at midnight
episode, which is like one episode. Yep. So that's on Thursday night. So we will be doing a Discord. And Discord.
Not that time that night because it's midnight.
No. We will be doing a Discord on
Friday the 28th at 5 p.m. Pacific.
At 5 p.m. Pacific time. So, Poodle, what is that? What is that? What is that for East Coast?
Hold on.
He's so bad with time.
Hold on. If I can say 6 o'clock. The hard thing is I can't remember the time zones. 6 Mountain, 7 Central, and 8 Pacific.
Very good.
Eight Eastern.
8 Eastern.
5 Pacific. 6 Mountain.
Just counting up.
7 Central. 8 Eastern.
Y'all, he literally has an IQ of like 150. He really does.
How dare you?
So anyway, that's what we're going to do. Instead of the live podcast or doing a podcast for the very last episode, we're going to do the Discord. And the Discord, if you don't know what Discord is, basically, y'all, it's a Google Hangout.
We talk and
we
chat
do this
with
through
you.
Patreon. We'll be figuring this out. You'll get an email on your Patreon.
It'll be at the $5 level.
At the $5 level. But basically, you can just, instead of us talking at you,
you can come at us. You can literally come at us.
And we're going to be having a live discussion.
If you come for me, I will come for you, though.
At 5 o'clock on Friday the 28th.
Yay.
So that's the way this is going to work.
This is our first one,
y'all.
Sorry,
this was a lot of, like, what's it called? Stuff we had to get through.
Empty talk from you. So let's go on.
I just had to set the framework of the show so people know.
Stop screaming.
Let's talk about them now.
Okay, y'all. I want to first jump into how everything is color-coordinated by gender.
Thank you for this. It really bothered me.
Not even, we'll get into the pods in a minute, but so the men's hangout, let's call it the bro house.
I think it should be the bro house.
You
know what?
I've had a good time at a bro house.
Let's call it the Sean Cody house, because that's really what it is.
They went on weekend getaway, y'all, or winter getaway.
Y'all, if you don't know what Sean Cody is, Google it.
You can Google it, but don't do it at work.
Don't do it at work, because you'll get fired.
Sean Cody,
porn,
by the way, is used to be the zenith of gay porn.
Zenith of gay porn.
And then another company bought it, and y'all, they're like the bottom of the bottom
stack. I didn't
know
they got bought out.
Yeah, that's why it's not good anymore.
Maybe it's the cocky boys house. They've really come up.
They have. It's too artsy for me. They're all about camera angles, and I just want to see fucking.
Well, still, this is the Sean Cody. We're calling this the Sean Cody route.
This is the Sean Cody house.
Yes.
And the girls is the house. Pussy Palace. We don't know lesbian porn, so. But everything, y'all, is pink. And I also like to call this show Drinking with Blankets.
It should be called.
Because everyone is always drinking, and you're covered up by a blanket.
They all have their fucking Magnolia throw from Target.
Yes. They're all like these Afghans that are microfibered.
Yes.
And everyone's like, oh, I'm cozy. I'm sitting here drinking my wine. Also, everyone is day drinking the fuck.
The fuck. Mimosas.
Every time. I would love to go on this show. I'd just get blitzed.
But here's something that I think is actually kind of smart about the show.
I think the show is very smart.
Very smart. For the participants, but also for the audience, this is how we date. But we date on our phone. Think about how
see their person, their
how
face
you
first.
Date. You'd see their face.
You just did quote fingers from how
finger.
I date.
I did Britney quote fingers for dating, but on Scruff. Or what do you use more for dating, Scruff or Tinder?
It's a mixture of a couple things.
So for
Scruff,
apps.
Tinder, OkCupid. I don't use Tinder. Tinder's for straight
do
people.
Do you use Grindr anymore?
Yeah.
So and all those.
Yo, Grindr's for 10 p.m. after.
Yeah.
And after.
But basically, you do that. You're on your couch drinking a glass of wine,
you
having
a blanket.
You know
what their face looks like.
You know what their face looks like, but I'm saying
unless they were like a non-profile.
They were smart to create this.
Because, I agree.
Because it's exactly what we do at home.
It is. You see their face. Well, a lot of times with apps, though, you're asked to see it. You know what? You're correct. That in a way, it's not. You're not meeting the person. You're seeing them in a series of photos.
Yes.
On an app.
Mm-hmm.
Which isn't the same as meeting.
And who knows if those photos are even them.
Are real or.
Because half the time, how many dates have you been on when you met the person? And you're like,
you don't
where
look
the
like
fuck
these.
Did you get that
or these
photo?
Are old. But people often say to me, they're like, you look better than your photos. And I feel better at that. And I'm also thinking, I take jacked up pictures.
I agree with that. You should let me go through your photos because I don't think you pick the best photos for yourself.
Okay. Okay.
Y'all, him kind of taking a breath in, and when he goes, okay, that means
you
he
hit
knows,
a sore spot.
He knows I'm right, and he doesn't want to do it.
I don't want to do it.
Because you are attractive. But
I'm not having you pick the dick pics I'm sharing, though.
No, I've done that for a friend, though. I'm that friend. He's like, which one should I use in my hole? And I'm like, this one for sure. Because the other one, you look kind of shadowy, and I can't tell if that's poop
residue. Which hole pick is best?
You know what, y'all?
That's a good friend.
If you want to come at me on Cameo, you can pay for it. I won't do it for free. But come at me on Cameo, and I'll let you know. I'm kidding. Like, don't. I don't think you can send that on Cameo.
I don't think you can send pics. You can send them to the mail.
Maybe.
You can just send him. Oh, no. Or you maybe on Discord. We talk about our Discord.
We did.
Just show us your hole.
Okay, we're 15 minutes
we're
in.
We're in a weird area.
We normally won't talk this long. We just had to kind of set up the show.
Yeah, normally, people who know us from 90 Day Gays know normally we kind of get into it within 20 minutes.
Yeah, if your name is Samantha from Jacksonville, Florida, and listening for the first time, you're going, oh, my God, guys. Now it's time.
Oh, my God. I'm turning this off because I have to pick up my kids.
I have to pick up my kid. Just talk about
and
Barnett.
And, like, my dog is really bothering me today.
All right.
All right.
And
let's
jump
in.
Yes, jump in. And we're also, one more definition, though. BDF means they have big dick face.
Big dick face. Not big dick energy, y'all. Those are different things.
So I'm just saying that's going to come up.
BDF means they've got a big dick face. I have this gift that was given to me. As a small child, and a crone stopped at me at my baptism and looked and said, you'll have the gift, child. I give it to you.
She did.
From then on, I could tell just by looking at your face whether you got a big old dick or not.
It's true.
Now, I'm rarely wrong. It does happen. Usually I can tell you kind of at least some of the contours and dynamics of it.
Even Brian Williams misreports the news sometimes. It happens.
It's true.
But for the most part, he's on point. You know what? Someone in the Sissy Squad should, or maybe they should send it to Jackie. Email Jackie what should be the 90 Day Gays definitions. What people need to know coming
it's
into
true.
This show.
Yeah, I don't want to do it.
All right, let's go in.
So these people are told that you're going to walk into a situation where you're going to meet everyone in your pods, which is a terrible name, by the way.
I don't like the name Pods.
Name.
They should have said, like,
meeting
boudoirs.
People, and they're in some kind of bunker underneath, like,
I don't know.
Burbank.
They're in, like, yeah. they should call it boudoirs. That's much better.
That's gay. That's real gay.
Carlton would like it.
We're not sure.
Pod sounds like they're growing people in these.
It's not good. It's I'm sure it was the cheapest possible thing they could construct. Yeah, where are they? They're under, like, Van Nuys.
Van Nuys.
Yeah, it's, like, 100 feet below
actually,
the surface.
It might even be North Hollywood. It's probably North Hollywood.
Silmar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yo, there's a lot of space up in Silmar.
They do. They have so much space in
come
Silmar.
Come at me if you're from Silmar. I know we got a couple in the squad. Y'all, there's a lot of space there.
Simi Valley
is miserable.
It's Simi Valley. That's where it is. Because I once did a commercial shoot there, and they had all this space.
It takes so long to get up there, and when you get up there, you're like, this is it?
This is it?
Anyhow.
I was in this deserted building for a McDonald's commercial, and I was like, why is this building deserted? And they said, oh, this used to be a stock market house for Merrill Lynch, and then in the crash, nobody came back.
It's funny how when people tell you things, this the brutality of normal life.
I know. I just went, fuck.
Anyway. So we're going to move on. So Nick Lachey and Vanessa Lachey, they might as well be holograms because they're not interacting with people. They're just talking to people.
You know.
They're terrible hosts, by the way.
I just want to say.
There's no expression or emotion in their eyes.
I never really. Nick Lachey never really
did it for me. He never
did it for
me.
Right?
Although, see, when they were doing 98 degree shoots and he was just shirtless, then I could just not picture his squinty weasel face.
It's his brother. I'm trying to look. Is his brother Joshua?
Drew Lachey.
Now, Drew.
Why do I know all their names?
Now, Drew Lachey,
he's
king.
He
kind of
had a. He has a big dick face.
Yeah.
Annie, let's move on. There was another one who was really hot, too. Tommy, I don't know. And then the bass one, who never really went that far. Justin?
Rascal, whatever his name was. Anyway.
But
Vanessa and Nick Lachey,
they're like holograms. They're like cardboard. They don't do anything. They just spend a lot of time dramatically pausing.
But I'm not mad at them. They're fine.
And so then they say, psychiatrists believe that, you know, she's reading this really well off a cue card, that forging an emotional connection is the most important thing. And I would say that it's all of these things together. I'm amazed at this premise of being able to learn what someone is like, hearing their conversation skills before. I would also say that for a lot of people, when you don't know what they look like first, they're going to be much more who they are. You're going to get much more less guarded. So it's interesting. I would think the small talk stops really fast.
Really fast.
Yeah.
Well, it makes you listen. So for any of those that people are new into this, y'all, is that I've got my master's in clinical psych and Poodle's a life coach. So relationships.
We know about people.
We know about people. So this is interesting. And we're also big whores. So
Number one.
We've had a lot of dick on this train.
Got one of those bells in the back. Yeah.
Every time.
Dick train.
Anyway. So yes, that is a blanket statement, but that is true in that it's this idea of, I mean, it's all the cliche shit, but our looks, all of that kind of fades. So when you look at relationships that are, so it is proven that if you fall in love with somebody and you care about somebody from the person they are, it's like that movie Mask, you actually, their appearance, whatever it is, becomes endearing to you because you love the person within.
Is this the Cher movie Mask?
Remember that movie?
Yes.
People loved him.
Really?
Yeah, because people loved him.
He was, but like, that movie is not about love.
But it's about her in love with.
I guess. That movie was like for us to be repulsed by his face.
But she wasn't because she loved him.
And Cher was like, oh, please, what you going to do with my son?
That's true. Boy, first
I
episode.
I need to advocate for my son.
And we already did a Cher reference. Wow.
We're gay.
I like the premise. I actually think it's.
I know, me too.
It makes you, because here's the deal, y'all. A lot of times when people are talking to you.
They're not listening.
I mean, 90% of people are not listening. You're focusing. Exactly. You're focusing on other people around you. You're looking at the mole on their nose like Poodle would. He would just stare at it.
Y'all, I will say, if I'm on a first date and you've got something on your face, it's going to take me a while. I will finally, or the worst, I still have problems with you and your lazy eye sometimes.
It happens.
So I just go, lazy eye.
That kind of stuff doesn't bother me. Although, but I can be, if there's a lot of people walking around and you're trying to talk, that bothers me.
Yeah, I get it. We're going to talk just about, I want to talk by certain pods, you guys.
Sure.
One of the first people we meet are Mark, who's 24, fitness instructor, and Jessica, who's 34.
I knew as soon as she started speaking, you would hate her voice.
She's 34? Is that really? She does a nice baby voice. She's 34, y'all. And it's a little bit of a vocal fry every time. And she can't keep her fucking hands out of her fucking hair for a whole minute.
Everyone's calling her Young Darcy.
No. You know what? I see it, but I'd like to say that Darcy is a bigger mess. And I'd like to, but this girl thinks she's more collected than Darcy, and she's not. This girl's Darcy with a good veneer on. That's the problem.
Mm.
No, this girl's Tania. Y'all, this is Tania level.
Her voice is horrible. Like when Barnett said, I just love her voice. You're fucking, you're a masochist.
Do you work in Collision?
Yeah, do you just
is something happened to your ears?
Do you just swing cats by their tails just to like relax and zen out?
That's called the chandelier scream, y'all.
It's true.
If you're unfamiliar with our other previous work. So Jessica's terrible. So they...
And Mark, just to give you an idea of Mark...
He's hot, y'all. He's Latin and he's hot.
He's more your type than mine, but he is cute. He's a fitness instructor.
He's 24. He's young.
Mark...
He's a young energy.
...has a lot of silicone wristbands. That means that you're a heterosexual man.
It's true. It's
because
true.
Because gay men don't have these unless like no. it's like a cock ring.
Gay men have thumb rings. That's
yes,
what we have.
We have a lot of thumb rings. But he doesn't have the yellow. What does the yellow wristband mean, Poodle? The one. What did you say that means?
They
the
love
yellow.
Piss play?
No, the yellow.
Oh, wait. Wristbands. Sorry.
Not
hankies.
Not hankies.
Don't Google gay hanky code, but don't do it at work.
Yeah, it's true.
You'll find out all kinds of things that gay men used to do. No one does it anymore because they've got Grindr.
Bill Boulware and Tristan Emmett just took so many hankies out of their pants. So many. Tristan Emmett's like, what?
That's There's what? All
How
kinds
did you
of
know?
Things.
Bitches. But the yellow one means...
Livestrong. Lance Armstrong.
Yeah. What Poodle once told me...
He got like Me Too'd. He's still canceled, right?
I think so. I think one time I said, what does the yellow one mean again? And Poodle said, doesn't that mean cheat on your wife and cheat at the Olympics?
I did say that.
You did say that. Anyway,
that's
y'all,
what you support, y'all.
If you have a lot of silicone wristbands and you're worried about the sexuality of your boyfriend, he's fine.
So... I
and Mark
talk,
wants to dig deep.
He wants to dig deep. And
he
Jessica,
does.
Jessica, I make the best Italian beef. I make the best Italian beef.
To be honest, y'all, they started talking about fucking Chicago sports, and I just
oh
fell
my
asleep.
God, I love the Bears. I
oh
dress
my
dog. She's called oh Peyton.
God. You have a sports team. This is so amazing. Oh my God, this is crazy. It's crazy.
And you know what? I need to tell you, I'm 34, and there's a huge age difference, and you know it's going to be something we're going to talk about.
Oh, and he's just thinking.
He's like
34, sexual prime.
Well, I think true. I think though, Mark is like, I think he does think he's an adult. He is probably he does seem older than 24 to me.
He does.
But
he looks older than 24.
He's one of those people who. Doesn't, this is going to sound really dismissive, but doesn't have tons of ambition in life career-wise, it seems like. He wants to get married now. He wants to gonna be a family. He wants to create his own family
it's
soon.
Like he wants to quote-unquote, y'all, if you're out there and thinking you're going to quote-unquote be an adult when you're married and have kids.
Nope, you're never an adult.
Be an adult or be yourself an adult now, whatever that is for you.
You know, I still don't think I'm an adult.
I don't either. You talk to a lot of adults, they're like,
my mother's like, I still feel 20. I'm like, you may need to process that.
Mother Poodle needs to process a lot. Needs to process a lot.
Anyway,
they're talking about sports, and I could give a shit.
And they're loving their connection. And I wrote down they seem to have a connection.
They do. They do seem to have a connection.
My favorite quote of the whole thing was Jessica saying, I mean, I'm like super Christian.
Oh, that's in a later pod, yes. But yeah.
Yes. I'm like super Christian. And he's like,
oh my God, we're the same person. We're the same person.
Actually, I wrote it down. He actually said, sorry, it's later on.
It's later. I'm just kind of talking about their pod
life. No.
Life.
Yeah. He says, oh my, because I wrote
pod
it down.
Life.
Oh my God. He literally says something like, does it, I think he said, holy shit.
Holy shit.
We're both
the same person.
We're both like, and I think he said fucking. Holy shit, we're both the fucking same person.
Yeah. I love being able to say fucking, y'all, on reality TV.
I guess Christians cuss a lot. when you find out somebody else is Christian, you go, holy shit, we're fucking Christians.
We're fucking Christians.
We're fucking Christians.
And motherfucking Jesus did.
Apparently, and you know, the mark of a Christian is to then follow that up with, I've got a cross tattooed on my ribs. I love Jesus.
That's how you know when you love Jesus.
That's how you know you love Jesus. That's how you know he's hung.
I thought in every picture I've seen of Jesus, he doesn't really have BDF.
Oh, I was talking about Mark.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, Mark doesn't.
So that's what my next question as we go along.
No.
Mark does not have BDF.
I'm not going to say everyone has BDF. I will inject when someone does.
Okay, so that's everybody that's going to, because y'all are, you sissies out
there.
Yeah,
you're going to ask
me. Our sissy squad.
I can't turn it on when I need to, y'all. It's just something, it's an aura that I feel. That's a pretty sound. You usually, most of the times it's kind of like piercing and shrill.
Yeah, it's true. So it's a feeling. So a poodle doesn't come, if they don't, it's like Fight
if
Club.
I don't talk about
if
it.
If they don't have BDF, we don't talk about BDF.
I know. We're going to talk more about those two later. I want to move on. Oh, can you give me some music of intensity to talk about? That's not intense. I need some emotional music. Like I'm feeling something.
No whispers in the morning.
Not the same thing, queer bait. Anyway, we're stopping that.
Have a lover sleeping tight. Okay, we're done.
Okay. Anyway, so this is Cameron, y'all, who makes me feel tingly in all my no-no places. not just my penis, but in my brain as well. And he got a big DF. He got a BDF.
Cameron's?
His eyes are gorgeous.
Y'all, turn it down if you're listening with
your kids.
His
body is beautiful.
And if you're listening with your kids, you probably shouldn't. But
you don't need to do that.
You know what I thought? This is a very graphic, but I thought, Cameron is that guy that when you're bent over with your head on that pillow, candlelight's gleaming, and he slaps his dick on your on your hole, and he's right before it, he says, "Is this okay, baby?" And I say, "Yes, yes." And then he takes
Where
me.
Where are we going? I think this is just a fantasy. I don't think
proving
a point at all.
It's caring lover, and as he just taps that dick,
you see God.
You see That's God. Did you ever know that you're my hero?
Boom, boom, boom,
you're everything,
boom,
everything.
I wish shack
it in me.
Y'all, anyway, he gives me flutters in my butters.
He's everything.
He's
on the
everything.
Show. He is everything.
I think I said on, like, when I was watching and I live tweeted it, I said, the only problem that Cameron has is he hasn't met me yet.
Well, I agree with that.
I don't know if I could really convince him. He's a scientist, y'all.
You have to be really
he's
attractive for me to
eyes.
Like a white guy, too.
It's true.
He does have crinkle
he's
eyes.
He's got crinkle eyes. Now, I will say,
pretty teeth.
And then we have Lauren, who's a content creator. We know how people feel about that term. We're content creators.
We are content creators. So Lauren is the black woman that all gay men want to be.
Yeah, she almost feels like she's the favorite person in a romantic comedy. She's kind of awkward.
I love her.
I love her, too. She's my favorite person on the show.
I want to be friends with her. I want to go makeup shopping with her.
That sounds stalkery, but we're going to move on.
I want to just, like, sit at a barbecue with her. I'm obsessed with her.
Okay.
Like,
I think
Lauren, if you're listening, come at us. We will have an interview with you.
She's still in the pod.
Are they?
No. So there, I wrote down this. The small talk goes away quick.
They did it right.
They did it right.
Because he talked about cooking. She likes to cook. He likes to cook.
And he has,
that
basically,
kind of their
he says,
first conversation.
She's like, she even said, you know, I don't want a Shrek. She's like, but if Shrek had a good personality.
And you know, it's true.
And think about the story of Shrek. They didn't know what each other looked like.
Somebody once told me the world it can't admit to me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on. Go play. God, that's a terrible song.
On that glitter.
What does that even mean?
Only shooting stars. Break the mold, y'all.
You kind of brought that down.
Lover. Anyway.
Let's talk about it. We're just kind of talking about different pods, y'all.
So the way we're kind of moving on, obviously Cameron and Lauren have conversations later. Mark and Jessica.
Yeah,
we're kind of going in chronological order in this show.
I want to talk about Barnett and Amber.
I'm Amber.
Oh, y'all, this is another one.
That's a Hairspray reference for you musical theater queen.
This is one who I'd love to just like kick her in the teeth.
So
I hate everything about her.
I'm going to say something. And I'm excited because once I say it, you're going to say...
Oh, I hate her.
You're going to agree. Y'all, this is a picture. She's a little bit more educated, but this was Angela at 26.
That's pretty close.
This is Angela. Because think about it, when she's 50, she's going to have smoker's cough.
She's
going to sound rough. She's going to be wrinkly.
Yeah, this is Angela from 90
Days.
She's going to
get Botox in her tits.
I just find her consistently obnoxious.
She's one of those girls that can't be put into
a... I'm a cool girl. You know, it's fine.
I actually think she's the most Tania person out of this cast to me. But you've seen more episodes than I have. I've only seen episode one.
True, but she's a little... Y'all, and by the way, I'm not that far ahead of you, but she's... I just find her, besides repellent, her personality mostly, she's a pretty girl. I find her trying too hard to be the cool girl,
yeah.
Trying too hard, oh, I'm so weird, I'm so, like, quirky, I'm so dirty, I'm so perverted.
She just doesn't want to be the norm. She wants to be always on the fringe.
And it's because, you know, I'm a guy's girl. You know, I'm used to hanging out with guys because I, like, shot something out of, and, like, blew up a tank.
Which I get that. That's a great way that you're a quote-unquote strong woman. But I think we're in this culture now, we're redefining what strong woman means. Like, a strong woman is not a woman who acts like a man. A strong woman who owns her womanhood,
right.
Whatever that is.
She's saying she acts like a man because she dominates every conversation she's in.
And also, y'all, that is a product of Poodle's from South Carolina. I'm from Oklahoma. It's a product of being from the South.
She's from Georgia.
Where we're from, girls that are tomboys.
Yep. You do one of two things.
Yep.
You have to kind of be when around girls, you don't really know how to act because they're not your friends.
Nope.
Usually. Mm-mm. You're friends with boys.
Mm-hmm.
And you either become a lesbian or join the army or become a slutty girl.
It's true.
You know, Amber, I think, has had her time.
Yeah, I think so.
Let's talk about judging that. We are sex positive here on 90 Day Gays.
Give
me a pastille.
Let's talk about Barnett.
I'm not going to act like I'm sucking a dick, y'all. I'm going to try not to. Anyway.
Okay. Poodle's not attracted to Barnett.
No, I am attracted to him. I've just seen episode two and you haven't.
Barnett, this man is good in bed.
I will say this. I don't think he has a huge dick.
He
can fuck, y'all. He fucks good.
As Mother Maddie says, he's cinches.
We've all. I don't like calling your mother Mother Maddie. It makes no sense.
I just said
it doesn't. She doesn't roll off the tongue.
I'm just saying my mother.
Anyway, I don't think he doesn't have a big dick, y'all. But he can get it. He knows how to use it.
And he's this guy,
he's
y'all.
A fuckboy, too. He's a complete fuckboy.
He's this aw shucks boy that totally just fucks bad girls.
Mm-hmm.
That
no,
girl.
Fucks any girl.
Any girl. But
that's
specifically,
what a fuckboy is.
I don't think he's... I would be shocked if he ends up in a, like, real relationship with this. I don't know if he can.
The thing about a fuckboy is he's going with three or four girls at the same time all to get the same result.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he even makes, like, sexual jokes and stuff like that, which is fine. I guess some of the girls think it's charming, and his voice is attractive, but...
Well, here's the thing with him.
He, like, lays there in his sweatpants. Like, at any point, I'm like, is he going to take his dick out and start stroking
them? That's what
it
feels like.
It does feel like that.
I will say, y'all, he has... he's got a lot of emotional intelligence. Not emotional intelligence in the way of... I'm strong. Let's get married now.
No, he reads people.
He reads people. Even the way they speak. It's his way. He's done his whole life, and he basically is telling everyone what they want to hear in that moment. He can read you and spit out what titillates you. That's what he's done. That's why three girls are losing their shit over him.
Jake would be pregnant if he talked to
this
guy. You would just...
I would fall for it. He's a sweet talker.
Which, speaking of Barnett, he's sweet.
I don't even think he's as attractive as some of the other boys in the house.
He's okay. It's his essence and energy that's sexy. Which he could... His next pod, actually, but he jumps right in from talking to Amber.
Yeah, he's double timing.
He's talking to Jessica.
Jessica! I was like, I contrast the two because I love sports.
And he's like, so what's the weirdest thing about you?
He's not that Southern, but close. He's like, I don't know. I love sports, and
he's like, I'm a pitcher.
She's like, oh, you're so, oh my God, I can't believe you.
That is Jessica.
I mean.
And y'all, Barnett's a big cuddler with his dog.
And she's like, how are you with dogs in the bed?
He's like, I'm a dog in the bed.
And she's like, oh my God, you're I'm dad. I'm so dad. You're funny.
It's true. Which is code for.
I despise her,
which
y'all.
Is code for stick it in. Stick it in.
I just want to take, you know, she's got a big purse. You know, Jessica has a huge ass purse that takes
it's
everywhere.
A big purse. There's a
I just
lot.
Want to hit her so hard with it. And she won't stop touching her hair or her face. And she's got a little too much bronzer on at all times.
Her eyeshadow's kind of that chunky glitter that I don't love.
Yeah. But her face is too dark.
It is well lit in these pods, though.
It is.
It's pretty.
In general, I think she... It's not that she's an old 34. She's thin. And no. On thin, women in their like mid-30s, when they're still thin, they start to show tightness in different places in their face.
I think she might be 34. I do not think emotionally she is 34.
No, I agree. I'm just basically talking about the shallowness of her appearance.
No, that's why. Okay. That's why I'm glad you love her. That's why her and 24-year-old Mike get along, or Mark get along, because that's how old she fucking is.
Emotionally, yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with that. I really date older. I only date, like, the last guy I dated was 41. And
that's another thing with Barnett, is that he's so, because they talk, and basically they just talking about dogs and shit like that, and then Cameron and Allie talk in a pod, she's talking about dogs. He's bored with Allie. We don't really get much of Allie. We get a bit, though, of Diamond. Beautiful woman. And this is
Diamond, who he asks, what strip club do you work at? Which would also be my question.
But I think that's what a lot of people love about Barnett, is that he doesn't have a filter, too. He kind of says what he's thinking.
And girls love dickishness.
You know, they do.
I kind of do, too, sometimes. But
okay.
Girls love dickishness.
No. No. Y'all, if a guy is somewhat attractive and confident and treats Jake like shit,
camp on his doorstep.
He is like a turtle on their back.
I'm the worst for that.
He is.
I become better now through my 30s. I become better at it.
It's really, though, hard for him.
I used to be that girl, though. I was that girl.
It drove you crazy. When we were roommates, you dated so many guys who treated you like shit.
Yeah, I did. Coke Brendan. Oh.
Yeah. The fact that he's called Coke Brendan should tell
you.
Just
another Brendan.
When he literally leaned you back on a public bar with people in it and just made out with you on the bar.
It wasn't a gay bar either.
It wasn't a gay bar.
It was completely mixed, leaning towards straight, I would say. That was fun times.
Boy.
People still talk about that.
Yeah, I'm sure. There's, yeah. Yeah.
I want to move to Carlton from Louisiana and Diamond.
Okay.
Our girl Diamond.
Yeah.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
She likes to travel, and she likes that Carlton likes to travel.
And Carlton's up like pacing. He's like walking around. They're seeming like the only. I think Carlton is the only African American man.
At least
all the men
so far.
Seem pretty much potato-y.
Hopefully, we see more.
There's Mark, who is
Latino. Because you know, if you're new to the show, white guys are boring to me.
They are. I like white guys, but I like all kinds of guys.
I do like all kinds of guys, but I'm just saying.
It's hard to get you out of bed for a white guy.
That's fair. But, y'all, here's my main problem with Carlton. His dream vacation's Vegas. He's like, oh, man, if I could go to Vegas and live that life of
and
Vegas.
And Diamond's like, oh, my God, I'm fine with that. So Diamond's trying to be the cool girl because they kind of like each other.
If you're dating somebody and their dream vacation is to go live the life of Vegas, that is no way a married life. That is a metaphor and a red flag that they are not ready for a commitment.
It's true.
I feel like, and this is, we're going to talk about this more with Carlton a little bit later, I feel like Carlton's hanging on to a fantasy of what a relationship and maybe straight guys should be.
Yeah, and let's just get into the elephant in the room or the unicorn in the room.
Unicorn in the room.
Carlton basically admits later on that he's not only, he doesn't identify as gay. I don't know if he identifies as bi at all. He has just been,
hearts.
I love hearts, y'all.
Some hearts only go under red wings. Some hearts darts in their sky.
I want to know the chorus for this. Some hearts, you're lonely sometimes. That is Trisha Yearwood, isn't
it? No, that's Carrie Underwood.
Is it?
We are country queens.
We are. So
I love Carrie. She's from Oklahoma.
So he's dated men and women before. And then makes the very unfortunate. Now, as two men who identify as gay, he makes the very unfortunate saying of, well, you know, I dated men, but in general, I'm ready to find a wife because women are nurturing like that. And with men, I haven't found that.
Yeah.
So, can you talk a little bit about this and what you've experienced in dating inside the African community, American community?
Yes, it's true. Or I'm going to say black community because
it's true.
Not just Americans. It's men in Canada.
Yep.
And I've dated a lot of guys on the down low, y'all.
Yep.
And if you don't know what the download is, you might want to Google that not at work either because shit comes up.
You get a lot of porn, though.
Even my own partner was not out when I met him. So here's the deal, though, is that Poodle said this after we watched it. It's just, if you're not a black man in North America, really in the world, and you have no idea of what it's like to come out as gay. And like, I used to, for people that are white, that like, I've had conversations with my boyfriend because religion's not just the way white people think about religion. It's the way like almost like Latino people, or it's ingrained in their culture. And the reason is, I was kind of like once talking this about my boyfriend, because personally as a white privileged person, I was like, it just upsets me that like, you know, a lot of black people will obviously fighting for racism and things like that, but then almost turn a blind eye to like, they still oppress one another based on sexuality.
Uh-huh.
And then my partner said to me, which I didn't have to argue to this, he's like, babe, but you got to go back to when you're a slave and your life is a horrible life, the only thing you believe in that's going to save you from this is when you die and go to heaven. And I went, okay. So and I bring that up to go deep in that, like, this is the culture we're dealing with, of this culture that,
you know, culture a couple generations
ago. Yes, generations, but that's still within them. And so that they follow the word of the Bible to the letter because that's what saved them but I mean, it parallels with him now. I'm not saying he's gay.
I disagree that it's all about the Bible. I think it's about patriarchal culture. Which does have to do...
That's true as well. I think it's both, actually.
Yes. But I'm saying I can't... Because I know a lot of DL black guys are not religious at all. Has nothing to do with it.
But they're family...
Institutionalized.
It's institutionalized, yes. But you're right, though, because this idea of, like, even when Diamond said...
Be a man.
My king, you call your wife your queen. That's just a thing that... It's such a part of the culture. And so... I don't know. I truly hope this guy's, I guess he would possibly be, is it pansexual, where you just love anyone for who they are?
I don't think he sees it that way. He can't even give himself a label.
He can't even like, but the fact that he is I guess I bring up religion because he says he's a preacher's kid.
Yep.
So that is something that is really prominent to him.
I agree. And the thing about it is, when's she going to find out?
I don't know. I hope that he does truly love, because Poodle and I just have recently come around that we believe bisexuality is a thing.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think a lot of people used to think it's not. It's a real thing.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know. It's going to get rough. Sorry, I went off on a tangent, but y'all, that's deep shit.
I want to just take a moment to talk about something lighter, that I really enjoy how the music is used. And in this episode, it's not like Married at First Sight, although it's the same producer.
It's the same producer as Married at First Sight.
They use music in similar ways. I loved the conversation that was happening in Jessica and Mark's pod when they decided, I want two boys and a girl. And she's like, oh, I like that too. And the song came on. It's like, all I see is you. All I see is you.
As we know, y'all, the Married at First Sight music supervisors,
they're on a budget.
Mm-hmm.
This one was found on the internet.
They're on the same budget for Love is Blind.
Yes. I believe, even because they spent way too much on lighting and cameras.
They way light on cameras. So
Castle, those pods were really hard.
They had $40 and a Starbucks gift card to spend on this music.
Anyway, y'all, that was a band. That was a band called Ruby Ridge.
Ruby Ridge. Ruby Ridge. All I see is you.
You can look that up. But it's not the same as you might think, because that's where a shootout for a militia had.
It's true.
But Ruby Ridge knows that.
Yes.
And so she's all about promoting gun safety.
Yes. Yes. Yes, 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 mm-hmm. yes. Agreed. Okay, so let's... No, we've done that.
I can't believe I just said Ruby Ridge on the podcast.
So by the way, we're on day two now, y'all, with Carlton and Diamond. And another thing that happened...
I forget, because days happen because I know. It's just dark.
Because another thing that happens on day two is all the girls are talking in the Pussy Palace, and they're like, and what are the guys doing in the Sean Cody Lounge?
In the Sean Cody Lounge, they're doing push-ups, y'all.
This
and
is
shirtless.
When I texted Jake and said, we're recapping this episode. Because, y'all, I was turned on in this episode, or in this
hot.
Moment of the show.
It was hot.
Is that what straight guys can do? Just they just can't hang out and talk? Come at us if you're a straight guy who likes to work out with your bros. And by come at us, I mean send us a video with your shirts off.
It's interesting because when I was watching this little part, the one who was the virgin, my TV kind of went zzz, zzz, zzz.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you saw this because, you know, Netflix, it's hard to know what
the subscription.
It's hard to
know internet connections.
But zzz, zzz, and they were kind of lifting lifting Mark up and down shirtless, I believe.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And my TV went zzz, zzz, and all of a sudden, the virgin, I believe his name is Taylor.
Taylor
the virgin. Taylor the virgin says, I'm going to pants you, like that. And then he did to Mark, and I'm going to pants you. And they pants each other, and then all of a sudden, they just stared at each other, and... without a moment's delay, ripped each other and just sopped on each other's cocks.
Yeah.
Go, go, go.
Yeah, because then Taylor lay down on the ground and they still lifted Mark up to doing push-ups,
yes.
But he was just sucking his dick while he did it.
That's called the reverse Batman, y'all.
Yeah.
You take him and you undo the thing.
Negation.
When you take the cow and you kiss him upside down. No, that's Spider-Man. I'm sorry.
Spider-Man.
That's the reverse Spider-Man, y'all.
Spider-Man.
Get whatever a cocksucker can.
There you
go. So anyway, that happened. And all of a sudden, then they just London Bridge Taylor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Look out. Here comes the Spider-Man.
That was,
no, he's coming. He's
that
coming.
That was a shocking thing for a family show.
I thought it was women.
I did not expect full-on gay sex.
Didn't expect that either.
Yeah.
Anyway, this show's going to be long. Okay.
I want to just talk about a little bit more about I want to talk about the next Cameron and Lauren.
That's what I want to talk
scene.
About too. Perfect.
When y'all, this is when the music gets really intense.
You see her looking for a blue.
That is not intense music.
That's what it was like, though.
No, y'all, these people have like a magnetic attraction to one another.
They do. So this is kind of the Cameron and Lauren shit got real.
Y'all,
shit got real.
We need to send good vibes for this relationship, because if they can't make it work, none of us can.
Y'all, send in prayers up.
Yeah,
for them.
We need to hold to the ground with these people.
It's true.
We need to send up prayer warriors. This needs to work.
So
he's such a pretty crier.
He says that he feels the strongest connection with her. Lauren loves his vibe. And then, you know, then he drops a bomb that he's not just a scientist.
He's a firefighter.
Firefighter.
I wrote in plastic in capital letters, are you fucking kidding me?
This is when about 200,000 women that were watching this at home.
Their ovaries exploded.
Your ovaries exploded and as Poodle says, your basement was flooded. Just whoosh, whoosh. And then, like, if you were watching this, your girlfriend who was in the bathroom, you were like, Carly, get back here. He's a firefighter. What? He's a firefighter.
Oh.
And then you just hear,
and the run back inside.
Exactly.
So they said I love y'all. They're both really intense.
I mean, he is a gorgeous. You were right. He is a gorgeous crier.
He's really hot. And
when
he talks
about his mom
about him,
having Parkinson's, that's such a horrible thing to go through. And Lawrence is kind of what I think is like the crux, kind of the heart of the show, which I hope people take from this. Because people said they've learned about their own dating lives from 90 Day Fiancé. So why not this? Because we're lonely hearts. But when Lawrence says, what can happen when there's no distractions?
Yeah.
When there's no text.
They're all asking the best questions.
There's no phones. You're actually just listening to someone. I think that's why a lot of times, as you know from like working with people, like where there's therapist or life coaching, like a lot of times people will have feelings for their therapist or life coach. And it truly is because there's not a lot of people in their life that just stop
that's
everything
true.
Around them and listen to them.
You kind of have people, sometimes people will contact you too much or they'll contact you outside your office times or, that happens all the time.
And you never do anything.
No.
Oh, God.
I wanted to.
Anyway, there's a beautiful moment, and then, of course, it's just encapsulated through music. I think we actually get this song. It's called We Can Make It Through the Night.
We can make it through the night.
Y'all, Poodle, who sang this song, We Can Make It Through the Night? Who's the band for this?
That's the band called Petticoat Junction.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
But they're actually from Sweden.
They're from Oslo, Sweden.
Yes, okay.
Uh-huh. And strangely enough, it is six men.
Oh, really? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then...
But little people.
Little, okay. With a lot of little people bands here. Y'all, mm-hmm. The next day three starts off with a rousing song. La, 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 la.
Oh,
I keep on dancing. Which actually was sung by, I believe, Point of Grace. who's a real contemporary Christian group that I love.
Mm-hmm.
But this was just two of the members from Point of Grace. Because the others said, fuck this, I'm not doing this for a Starbucks card.
So it's just grace points.
Just grace points, yeah. I do like Point of Grace,
and
though.
Then they'll reunite, and the reunite tour of Point of Grace will not include this song.
Won't this song won't be
and
on
then
it.
The other girl, let's call her Beth.
Beth
will leave the stage, and then Beth will have to have a single to do after grace points have done theirs.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
When most people are gone.
Point of Grace. That is a real contemporary Christian group, isn't it?
I loved Point of Grace in high school.
You are Lord of Life, yeah, in all the mystery. I don't know any Catholic people who listen to contemporary Christian.
Because I was surrounded by a bunch of Baptists in Oklahoma, and they would all go to Falls Creek and lose their fucking virginity, and Point of Grace came and sang, and my girlfriend at the time,
there you go,
Lacey, said, "Oh, this group's coming. You should come." And I think she thought I would maybe
beard.
Yeah, I think she would maybe thought I was become a Baptist. It didn't. Instead, it was just four women singing pretty harmonies, and I went, "Ooh, this is pretty."
Is this what evangelical Christianity
and
is?
And she
like?
Said, "Do you want to stay longer at camp?" And I said, "Fuck no! I'm going back to Catholicism, where I can drink beer and have pizza." And
anyway, but not on Friday.
But not on
you eat
Friday.
Official Friday.
Anyway, I loved being
Someone
Catholic.
Someone told me they grew up eating McDonald's fish sandwiches.
It was me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm saying, how the fuck? Even like,
I still part of me feels guilty for eating like for.
And you don't even know why.
And like, I feel guilty a little bit that I didn't give anything up for Lent.
You know what? That's ridiculous.
But you know what? I'm gay. I've given up some of my rights. So forever, hopefully they come back. But I will say 1 year for Lent, come at me with what you've given up for Lent that was hard. 1 year I gave up the snooze button, and that almost killed
That's
me.
That's ridiculous.
Oh, man. That's hard.
So I love how we give up stuff for Lent because it's kind of like trying to remind us of Christ's agony on the cross. And I guess if you want to compare your snooze button to nails being driven through someone's wrists and ankles.
The savior of sin.
I guess it's the same.
I want you to tell me how easy it would be for you to get up on the first time.
I'm saying I agree. I'm saying that. I just love our comparisons of what giving
I'm
things
just,
up for Lent.
I'm just doing what the church tells me. Anyway, Okay, so, all right, so we, Joe, this is where we get Mark and Jessica's holy shit, we're fucking Christian, by the way,
and
conversation
then he says,
on day
I
three.
Want you, he tells her, I want you.
And she's like, oh my gosh, and that's when he tells her he has a tattoo. And then, y'all, I feel like this is a good time for a segment that we love to call Love is Blind
Love
Theater.
Love is Blind Theater.
I think it's been established that Poodle will be playing the role of Jessica.
Oh, gosh.
And I'll be playing the role of Mark.
All right. So tell me when this is.
They're sitting in their pods, and then Mark says to her, right after he finds out that she loves Jesus, too, and he says, oh, my God, we're so alike. My face hurts from smiling.
Why? Why does your face hurt? What do you mean?
It's just we're so much alike.
Oh, my God.
I can't stop smiling.
Stop it. It's so good you feel that way.
I'm smiling a lot.
I mean, I smile when I fart.
And then it's true. And then he says, I'm smiling so much. And she says,
that makes me so happy to hear that. That makes me so happy.
It's
it makes me so happy. Y'all, that's a big purse she's got, and I would love to just cold cock her with it.
You know, as somebody who used to be a makeup artist and worked in Sephora for about 3 years, she's the bitch that comes back into Sephora that we're like, fuck, she's got a return. Something didn't do
she's
what
always
she
got a return.
She's always got a return.
So I will say, y'all, Cameron and moving on to Cameron and
Lauren,
he proposes. And I wrote, this is riveting, that whole scene.
Well, yes. Well, that's actually, we're jumping. That's on day four. And so, yeah.
Oh, I'm not even caring about what days
are.
Okay,
I don't even know. Because even before.
Fuck that.
I wanted to say when he says, y'all, we'll get it smoother. We're figuring it out. But whenever he says, I love you, and she says, I love you back. Like.
Yeah.
That.
We talked about this before.
I know, but did you notice he put a pillow in front of his crotch? Because he probably had a raging boner.
Oh, now I'm thinking about Cameron's boner.
I'm just saying, he was crying then and it was hot. Anyway, but yes, so let's go. So this is kind of the moment I wanted on the show. I wanted two people, like on fucking Titanic, both up to the glass with their hands on their glass.
We're not even going to sing Celine yet.
We will in April when we go to Celine.
When we go to see her.
Because you bitches started a GoFundMe and bought us fucking front row tickets.
Unless you're just now listening for Love is Blind, you're doing a goddamn thing.
You didn't do a damn thing. We love you. And that, I have to say, when they told each other, there was also when they told each other they loved each other and he got down on one knee, we heard the great Eurotrash hit, Feel My Heartbeat.
Don't you feel my heartbeat? Don't you feel my heartbeat? Don't you feel my heartbeat? And that, you guys, is from a Bulgarian outfit.
Oh, really?
Known as Comfort Zone. Like, you make me pull me out of my comfort zone when I listen to this. They're four women, all in their 60s. They sound like men.
They synthesize their voice, so they sound like young 20-year-old men.
And they love to knit, talk about their grandchildren.
They do.
Talk about how it used to be in the Eastern Bloc.
And yes.
Comfort zone, y'all.
And they're also fine talking about their dildos.
Oh, yes.
Because
very free dildo
every
talk.
Woman should get theirs.
Comfort zone. We all love comfort zone.
So y'all think about it. Day four, he said, I love you. And then on day five,
he asked for her hand.
And she says, yes.
And here's what I don't get. They can't see each other, but he still kneels.
He's a gentleman.
I guess. But no one would know. That's like, why are they even worried about dressing up in suits? No one's going to see
him. I thought it was very sweet.
I don't get it.
You know what? To me.
I'm a realist.
You know what it is, though? It's intention. And we talk about this on 90 Day Fiancé. It's this bullshit of asking somebody like to marry you in a fucking Taco Bell. That's not going to last, y'all. Come at us if your husband asks you to marry him at Taco Bell.
Please don't. You need come at us if it's still
and if
you're
still
married.
Together. Come at us. Shame us.
We need to know. I want to. So anyway, that was beautiful. We're gonna get to see it a little bit soon, where they're figuring out if they're gonna see each other for the first time.
Yes.
In the next episode. So, we get a thing where Barnett and Jessica. This is the will she or won't they's. Will they want? Will they or won't they's? And Barnett's like, I'm going through so much turmoil right now. And Jessica's like, hey, what's wrong? Tell me what's wrong with you. And he's like, you know, I just like. I'm just not sure anymore. I'm seeing how I'm hearing about Mark, how you're like, you're the favorite. She's like, what? I mean, I like totally drop him. Tell me what you did. Tell me. Then she said,
she
I swear
said,
to God.
Totally drop everything.
I told, she's like, I'll totally do what you want.
That grossed me out.
And that's when I went, okay, I felt bad about hating her, just about her own personality alone. And now I can hate her ethics.
Y'all, please. Never say, I'll totally do what you want.
Oh, now you have given him complete and utter control over him.
Better
especially
ways
a fuckboy,
to say,
y'all.
So what I'm hearing is you want this, this is what I want. And if they're the same thing, great.
That
made me sick to my
stomach.
Yeah,
that military girl's going to kick my ass.
And then that made me not sick to my stomach. That made me happy again.
So obviously, there's a love triangle going on, or a quad.
Yes.
So we have
Mark
and Jessica and Barnett and mm-hmm. Amber is kind of although there's also Elsie, who is very pretty.
Very pretty.
She's kind of the try that Barnett's having. And to be honest, you guys, Barnett is getting these not because they know what he looks like, because he's got a swagger and he's got this kind of dickishness and he's funny. And girls love this, and he knows exactly how to read people and give girls what they want.
Yep, he does.
This is the kind of person, women, I guarantee you, listening out there, if you have, if you had a first marriage before the one you're in now, or you're single now, one of your relationships was this guy. This is a sweet talker.
And that's why he's good in bed, because he knows what women want.
Yeah. And
I mean, he's just licking on that pudding tang forever.
But it turns out, There's the reason why they're being that way is because they're trying to, they're not all there in themselves.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm telling you guys, come at me if you had a Barnett. It might be your first husband or your ex-boyfriend. If you're with them now, let's see how you feel.
That's why if I was in this pod, one of the first things I'd ask, probably around day two, I'd be asking all about what their relationship is like with their family members.
Oh, yeah.
The way people build attachment is how they're going to play out in a relationship.
That is so, that is a great point.
That, y'all,
that's today's blind squirrel moment, y'all. Because even a blind squirrel finds a nut occasionally.
Well, I do have a degree. But yes, if you're, forget that. If you're on I would say, not the second, not the third. I would say like about fourth date, start asking somebody you're dating like, so are you close to people in your family? Or
I think I bring it out earlier than
what's
that.
Do you have any siblings? What's your relationship with your, and how they talk about their mother and father?
True. That's everything.
Take a lesson.
Or anyway, guardian, anyway, y'all, tune in next time we talk about what will happen. Will Jessica go be with Barnett? Will he be with Amber?
Will Jessica say fuck it, and then Mark and Barnett decide to do 69 and just take each other to
Rimtown? No, it's
going to
be Mark and Taylor the Virgin. they'll be in a thruple.
We haven't really met Taylor yet, but I feel like he wants to wear my skin. As Jackie Weisman says.
He's a virgin. We also, there was just a little bit of a guy named Rory who was just telling with little people vibes. Kind of his face had little people vibes.
You can't say that.
Someone used it on the Sissy Squad the other day and I felt very validated.
Well, you can't say it. Oh,
LPV,
Lord.
Y'all. Some people have little people vibes.
Don't
it's okay.
Come for us. So, Poodle, as we said on the show, I think we should do this as a segment, and I'm telling you it just now.
Great.
We do this on some other shows. What is your moment of straight people be crazy? That was the most crazy of this.
I think the biggest moment for me is when straight people be crazy, when the girls were having we're talking about the size of a man's dick.
Uh-huh.
It's like, you know, when it's tiny, all the girls are like, oh, you're crazy. see. Because the guy, look, if it was a bunch of gay men.
Bunch of gay, or.
They would say, well, you know his size. They would go like, lean in, girl.
You know what? I'm going to correct you and say gay guys or sissy squad members. Because those,
those are dick pigs.
We are sex positive.
You would say, you know, when the is it about the motion of the ocean or dick size? You would say dick. And they would go, dick size.
Dick size.
Now, we all agreed Barnett's not totally hung. He can fuck, though.
I think
some guys can fuck.
I think he has one of those asses, though, that you just want to grab onto it.
Because
it feels like two, like, it's like two, like, plump biscuits, just like ready.
I agree. Two grapefruits.
Yeah.
Just like lunching on.
He would be a great bottom in the gay world.
I don't think that'll happen, but yeah.
Don't think that is.
What's
but,
your straight
But Carlton,
people?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I could see that.
Maybe. This is good. I asked you the question and I don't even know. I was like, I think my straight people be crazy really was, y'all, there was so much drinking in this show, even early. It made my acid reflux crazy. I just thought straight people are crazy.
They drink so much?
I would be in pain.
Have you been around gay people?
But it was all that wine and mimosas.
They drank a lot of
mimosas
wine.
Mimosas are so acidic. I can't do it.
They did drink a lot of mimosas.
Like those mimosas, by like 11:30, I'd be like, oh, God. Oh, I can't lay down. Come at me.
I would be dressing. I think the girls are dressing up for each other, and the guys really aren't.
Yes.
Except for, I think some guys just feel more comfortable in a suit.
Although, y'all.
But y'all, Cameron wears a fucking suit.
I mean, there is a gay porn not site called Guys in Sweatpants for a reason.
don't Google it at
don't
work,
Google.
Y'all.
But you know what?
Pam's got a nanny cam up.
If you just want to see a bunch of hot guys freeballing in their sweatpants, look no further.
They don't wear sweatpants for long.
They don't.
Those come off pretty quick.
And I think they're usually having sex in like their mom's living room, and they're going to have to do it quick before she comes back in real life.
Is that the
not
that
they're
the
underage?
Narration?
They're college.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, it's true.
I think that's all I have for
I think
these
that's
people.
It. So, you guys, for our listeners, that this was. Thank you so much for bringing this show to us.
This is our first episode, y'all.
First presenting. So the rest of our episodes are going to be on our Patreon. If you want to go to that link, it'll be in the show notes. It's patreon.com/90daygays, I believe.
I believe it is, yes.
So you can just go on the link right there. It's at our first tier, the $5 tier. The come at us tier. Because
wait, is $5 Lonely Heart or Come At Us?
$5 Lonely Heart.
Yeah, so it's at the Lonely Heart
it's
tier.
At the Lonely Heart. How appropriate. How apropos.
The Lonely Heart tier.
The Lonely Heart tier. And because y'all, this is going to be a lot of work to recap this show.
Anyway, we hope you guys like it because we're having a lot of fun
and
with this.
Yes. And so, Beach, if you're new to the show, thanks so much for listening. We love it when you give us a review on Apple Podcasts.
And check out our other show, our normal show. This is the same feed we are in, 90 Day Gays.
Yes.
Subscribe. You already subscribed to that. Never mind.
And you can go to our website, sissythattalk.com. That has all of our other shows. Our Southern Charm Show. Y'all, announcement. Southern Charm started
filming.
Started filming.
Why
so that
bother?
So that shit's good.
Well, Thomas and Catherine are back together,
Thomas
supposedly.
And Catherine are supposedly
which
back
is
together.
The worst
it's
news
the worst.
Ever.
It's the worst, worst, worst.
But I wanted so much for her.
But it's going to be good TV.
I know. And Trashley's gone.
There's rumors that Logan might, or what's her name, might be coming back. Landon.
No. Oh, God, I hated her so much. I hate her voice, y'all. Landon, can I talk to Thomas? And she has a little bit of a speech impediment. She's always slurring her words. I hate her so much, y'all.
So
she is so stupid.
If you want to check out that, that's our Sweet Tea podcast.
Why are you mad at me?
And last but not least, y'all, we have a new merch person. So we switched
it's
our merch store.
Tea Public.
And the reason T-E-E. We switched that is because it's just easier, but also, y'all, we've got sizes for our big titty girls
sizes
now.
For our big girls, our big boys.
We've heard you that sizing wasn't great, and we have fixed it.
And we got lady shirts now.
Ladies!
You got
lady
shirt sizes.
We do need to fix some of the options, because apparently you can buy a dick pig onesie for your baby. So, we need to change.
I fucking love that.
I kind of don't want to change it, but maybe I will. Oh, that's Jackie.
I don't want a baby. Although someone on the Sissy Squad did say, I wouldn't buy that for my baby. Maybe my cat.
It's true. We don't really have a sign up for this show.
No, although someone just said, so Dick Pig in Training might be a good idea.
Dick Pig in Training might be good for us. This is but I feel like it kind of works the same that, y'all, we call these lonely hearts.
These are lonely hearts, people, y'all.
Because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love?
Yes, and if you think about going underground and getting yourself in a pod and marrying someone before you know what they look like,
call us.